This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Whether you need a portfolio to showcase your work, a store to sell your super cool products, or a blog to share your ideas.
Molly, what are some of the coolest products that you like to sell?
Hey, you interrupted me.
You said super cool products.
Oh, okay. Well, so I really like to sell, I usually sell my toenail clippings.
Oh, actually. Boy. That's probably a violation of any number of federal laws.
Great. Well, but Squarespace is just the place for me to do it, though.
Yes, that is definitely a violation of the terms of service. But if you have something to sell that's legal and non-gross, Squarespace would be an excellent place to do that. And you can get started using their beautifully designed templates, their customizable features. Everything is easy and intuitive. Just go to squarespace.com and enter the offer code SPILLED to get 10% off your first order. And let's never talk about Molly's toenail clippings again.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
And today we're talking about baby snacks.
You know, when we have, you know, we always have a Google Doc going.
Yeah.
Where we sort of share with each other ideas for individual episodes. And so I've been hearing this phrase, baby snacks, for a little while now. And it always reminds me of, like, I don't know, I always have, like, a tendency to refer to my significant other as, like, baby love or something like
hey
that.
Hey, baby snacks.
Hey, baby snacks. Oh.
Yeah, well, this episode's over now. can you want to be my teething biscuit?
Oh, yeah. Will you be my sweet potato puff?
Oh, that's so sweet. I can't remember anything else that's in the bag of baby snacks that I bought.
Okay.
So I, you know, since, I guess we should do memory lane. So, like, what did you snack on? You know, think about what things were like when you were, like, one.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
For me, it was surprisingly recent.
Okay. So, you know, I think the quintessential baby snack is a banana. Let's be real. That is the quintessential baby snack. However, I did not like bananas.
I would say the quintessential baby snack is Cheerios. I mean,
oh, maybe you're right.
But I definitely ate bananas when I was a baby.
So, yeah, I also snacked on Cheerios. We had these little orange Tupperware containers.
Yeah.
They were, like, made by Tupperware.
Oh, I see.
Orange Tupperware containers with, like, a kind of frosted clear plastic lid. And I remember we had them for a long time. And I remember my mom would pack Cheerios in them and I would, you know, I would take them wherever. She also, once I was in school and she would pack me lunches, she would often put tuna salad into one of those same little orange containers.
Oh my God. If my mom had put tuna salad in my school lunch, I would have had to, like, get myself emancipated.
But anyway, okay. So Cheerios. I think Goldfish also count.
Oh, yeah,
it's a kid snack and also a baby snack.
Yeah.
But Cheerios, really Cheerios.
Did you get the Tupperware? Like, did your parents hold a Tupperware party at your house, or did they get it at someone else's Tupperware party?
No, I think they got it at someone else's Tupperware party.
Yeah, because I don't remember Tupperware parties being a part of my childhood, but I think we did have some Tupperware pieces, so I don't know how that happened.
I'm trying to think of what other baby snacks I used to have as a kid. I mean, it's hard to remember because I was a baby.
That does kind of put a damper on the old memory lane.
You know, when I was really young, my mom used to get migraines, which thankfully she doesn't anymore.
Oh, that's good.
But anyway, apparently when she had migraines, her sense of smell was so strong that if I would come toddling into her bedroom where she was lying down and I would be holding a little container of Cheerios, she could smell them, dry Cheerios, from across the room.
Whoa.
However, I mean, the smell of Cheerios is pretty iconic,
it is.
Right?
Yeah, it's interesting because, like, they don't have a lot of ingredients. So I didn't get Cheerios today.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I did go to the baby aisle of the QFC, which has absolutely exploded.
It really has.
Since my daughter, who is now 13, was a baby. You know, when even back then, you know, there were, like, four things.
Yeah, there were, like, jars of baby food.
Yeah, there were jars of baby food. They were starting to make, like, you know, foil-topped plastic tubs of baby food. That was the new innovation back then.
Ooh.
It was highly innovative. Everyone, there were gawkers in the baby aisle day after day.
I remember then, like, Go-Gurt came along.
Yes.
But it was still a while before the pouches, which you could put over your eye like a patch if
you had
an injury.
Right, you could squirt a little applesauce on there. Very soothing.
It is so soothing.
That's where the expression, the apple of my eye, comes from.
Anyway. Okay, so yeah, so when June was little, I tried to avoid buying. I was basically a total snob.
Yeah. I can see that.
What's new? And I tried to avoid buying, like, packaged snacks and stuff. So instead, you know, we did a lot of fruit and fruit.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know, tuna salad.
Fruit. Anyway, I don't really remember.
You got a fruit track mind there.
It was like a dark hole in my memory.
Fuck, I don't remember anything from when my kid was that age.
No, like, I was just surviving.
I slept like 90 minutes for that entire 2 years.
Anyway, but when I go out these days to a restaurant and I look around at other tables, I'm amazed by the
variety.
You'll
just wander around, like, peering over, like, thinking you're being sly about it.
Extremely subtle. Yeah, uh-huh. I hide behind, like, plants and stuff, and you never know I'm there. I am amazed by the, like, explosion of different snack foods that I see out in the world when people are feeding their kids. Like, or, you know, when they're just trying to get their kids through, you know,
A hard time. Like, here, let's see if we can paper over this with some cheesy puffs.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I think that especially, like, the packaging that people have got now, like, you know, they can just take one of these, like, canisters of puffs and jam it in, like, a purse or a little backpack.
Or their kid's mouth.
Or their kid's mouth. And then they're all set if, like, it's taking too long for the pizza to arrive or whatever.
Yeah. What do you do when it's taking too long for the pizza to arrive? Not for your kid, for yourself.
Oh, I drink alcohol.
Yeah, that's that's a good point.
Yeah.
Which also is available in a squeeze package.
It is?
No, but maybe. I don't know. I'm sure there's some... I was imagining, like, the liquor section of the baby aisle.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what those little travelers are made for. You know, like the airplane bottles. Those are not for grown-ups. Those are for babies.
Of course.
Yeah, they have bigger ones for grown-ups.
Oh, God. What have we done? So I was in the baby aisle, and they've got all kinds of new stuff, and I got some things that looked interesting, including some classic teething biscuits that I'm sort of weirdly excited to try.
Yeah, what if we start with the teething biscuits? Because I feel like this is timeless. I love that you got the organic brand.
So
are they all barley? This says barley teething,
barley toddler biscuits, which really looks a lot like barely toddler biscuits. Ooh, interesting.
Oh, they're individually packaged. It also could be easily stuck in your purse.
Important note, it says on the packaging, use only with adult supervision, so I'm glad you're here.
Hey, these were a great deal. They've got a sticker on them that says, woohoo, great deal, exclamation point.
Yeah, they were clearance teething biscuits.
Wow. This is not what I was expecting.
I was expecting it to be much harder, right?
Oh, God.
But imagine if you didn't have teeth.
Why do we introduce children to such horrible tasting things?
I don't think this is so bad. I think this tastes a little bit like one of those Oaten biscuits.
I think this tastes like rancid flour.
Well, I mean, it is marked down.
No, but seriously, like, you know, unsalted vegetables, or why do we give our children these flavorless, disgusting foods? When we could instead be giving them like a piece of bread.
Well, I mean, I think you can. I mean, you can like tear up a piece of bread and like go to the park and toss it out, and a bunch of babies come crawling over and start gnawing on it. That works.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on. I don't know. Like, do you think we can like solve society's problems?
So bad. Okay. These are perfect for snacking children. So if you need to. Don't snack your child.
Don't ever snack a child.
Anyway, who can self-feed.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And enjoy using their teeth to bite and chew. I mean, I use my teeth all the time. I wouldn't say I enjoy it, but.
What? I love biting and chewing.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Like, would you, if you could eat without biting and chewing, would you elect to do that?
Is your toddler ready for this, Matthew?
Okay,
all right. Hold on, here are the questions.
Can I take the test? Is this like a BuzzFeed quiz?
Does your toddler walk well alone?
Do I walk well alone? No, I get lonely.
She or he easily self-feeds with fingers or utensils.
I'm gonna give myself a thumbs up on that one.
Bites through hard textured.
It bites through what?
Hard textured products.
Like the bars of a jail?
Like your bookshelf.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my cat definitely is good at that.
Your cat is ready for teeth. Your cat can walk alone.
Yep, that's
can
true.
Can feed herself with fingers or utensils. Does a tongue count as a utensil?
Oh, absolutely, yes. A tongue counts. A tongue is nature's utensil.
Okay, so anyway, are you ready? Can you bite through hard textured products?
Is that what, was that the final question? Oh, it kind of depends on my mood.
Okay.
So I think I got like 50%.
Okay. Maybe you're not ready, but either way, when you decide that you're ready,
okay.
You should always be seated in an upright position while eating.
Well, that's great. I am.
Good.
But
good.
Are they saying what will happen? Like if I'm like lying on the couch in front of a Buffy rerun and I pop some of these toddler biscuits?
Well, you might choke.
Oh, well, that just got sad.
Yep. Well, thank you for listening.
No,
these
there's
are
so
terrible.
Much more.
No, I really feel like we are doing our children a great disservice
by
feeding these to them.
But, I mean, how often do we buy our children marked down items? I guess, no, that's not true. When I was a kid, we would often go to the canned foods grocery outlet.
But these haven't expired yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're
these
right.
These have not expired yet, so okay. These should taste better. These taste like old rancid flour.
Yeah, listeners, here's what's happening right now. I'm like yes-anding Molly all over the place. Like, yeah, like I am also really upset that we're pushing this on kids, and then I will have eaten the rest of the package within a couple of days.
Really?
Probably not sitting upright.
Are you going to start carrying these little individual packages around in your bag? And like when you go to the, let's be clear, it's very hot in the studio today. So Matthew was telling me he's been going to the library a lot to enjoy the air conditioning.
Yep. I might bring some of these
along.
Are
you going to bring some of these to the library?
What I'm going to do actually is I'm going to cut a piece of Tillamook cheese like the length of one of these and stick it on there and have it as a little cheesy biscuit. Not at the library. That would be weird.
That would be weird. Well, you know, busy toddlers like you can nibble these on the go.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, thank you. Thank you for the validation there.
Busy toddler.
Okay. What else?
Oh, Matthew, he's such a busy toddler.
Yeah. No, toddlers these days, like it's like busy town come to life. You know?
It is. They are constantly
driving cars.
Yeah. Buying a new dress for mommy rabbit.
Hanging out with a worm that wears a shoe.
Yep.
I feel like so that we can continue this bit into future episodes, I need to go back and read Busy Town. Is Busy Town like a single book called Busy Town, or is it a
it's a whole like concept
world.
That was created. It's a whole
concept. It's a Busy Town is a state of mind.
Yeah, Busy Town is a concept. It's a frame of mind.
Uh-huh.
You can rise above Busy Town.
But do I want to?
By climbing the skyscraper that was built by Jason the Mason. Do you remember
I
when
Alfalfa... I can't do that, actually, because I broke my leg.
Do you remember when Alfalfa the tailor, who's a rabbit, shows up at the new house next door to Huckle's house with his whole family, which is like a quadruple-decker bus filled with rabbit children?
Oh, because rabbits like to fuck.
Yeah.
It makes sense. That's what it says in the
Stitches
text, right?
Stitch is the tailor. Stitch is the tailor. Yeah.
Who's the alfalfa? Here comes Alfalfa the rabbit.
Alfalfa the farmer.
Alfalfa the
I think
farmer.
Alfalfa is a goat.
Oh, wait. It's sort of never Stitch acknowledged in Busy Town that everyone's a different kind of animal, right?
Right.
Which is fine. I mean,
it's
that's
fine.
The way it should be,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we don't have to talk. We should all acknowledge that we have different experiences based on the type of animal we are.
No, let's just pretend that everyone is exactly the same. That'll solve everything.
Great.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Whatever your next big idea might be, you can count on Squarespace to help you get it out of your head and into the
ether.
Yeah, into the ether.
I'm having my next big idea right now. What if it was a website for fans of macaroni and cheese?
You know, instead, I would rather have it be for fans of the Warrant song Cherry Pie.
Oh. Like a whole website devoted to one song.
Yeah,
you
I'm going to
do
profiles of different fans of Cherry Pie.
Of the song.
The song. Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to, yeah. Look for me and my new website, shesmycherrypie.com.
And is the she in this case you? I think it should be.
I haven't worked this out yet.
I mean, if you're going to be interviewing fans of the song Cherry Pie for the Squarespace site, you're going to need to interview like 7 billion people because who doesn't like that
song?
That's
true. She's right? My cherry pie. I mean, and by she, I mean the song.
Yes. She, the song is, wow, that went really, really meta. So this is something you could absolutely do and should do with Squarespace. You'll go to squarespace.com and use the offer code SPILLED for a free trial and 10% off your first purchase. Mm-hmm. You can choose from their beautifully designed templates. It's got responsive design, so it looks great on any device.
Yep, and there's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever. So when I'm out on the road doing interviews of fans of Cherry Pie, the song, I don't have to stop and like do upgrades on my website.
Yeah. You know, can I explain what responsive design means? It means if you put a big ass picture of like a cherry pie or a scantily clad lady on your website or of the whole band Warrant, like it's a really wide picture because there probably were a bunch of members of the band, you know, that'll look great on your computer. But then when you look at it on your phone, it'll automatically resize everything. So you don't have to do that pinching and scrolling and stuff.
Pinching.
Yeah. I mean, you can do all the pinching you want, just not of the website.
Yeah. So to make your next move and start a free trial, go to squarespace.com today and enter the offer code SPILLED to get 10% off your first purchase.
Again, that is SPILLED, S-P-I-L-L-E-D. Okay, next up, these are Gerber graduates.
This is what you were calling a yogurt drop.
Yogurt melts. I'm sorry,
yogurt
I got
melts.
The name wrong. Freeze-dried yogurt and fruit snacks, strawberry flavor, made with real yogurt and fruit. Oh, and this is for learning to pick up. So, there's the small, like, lozenge-sized items for to get that pinch grip and the fine motor skills
going.
Yeah,
that's what Cheerios are also good
yes.
for. You know, when you described these, gave me the name yogurt melts, I was kind of imagining it being like those little tablets of, like, Pepto-Bismol or Gas-X
mm-hmm.
that kind of are chalky and melt on your tongue.
Well, it's pretty close. Molly just picked one up with her tongue.
It's like what June used to do.
Oh, is this because you haven't developed the fine motor skills that would allow you to pick it up with your fingers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's fine. Everyone at their own pace. We don't need to rush children.
It's just weird. It makes my mouth kind of slimy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it does just taste like yogurt.
You know what it's like? It's like if there were a yogurt-flavored Lucky Charms marshmallow.
Yes. Oh, my God. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
What would happen if you poured these in a bowl and poured milk over
them? I was just thinking about that. We could do it.
What if you mixed them with Cheerios?
Oh, that sounds very good.
And then poured milk on it.
Yeah, because they're kind of like dry and chalky by themselves, but mm-hmm. I could see that working really well.
Okay, so this is for crawlers, they're saying.
Like lowly
night
worm.
Crawlers. Yeah,
like lowly... We're doing it for night crawlers?
Okay, hold on. Oh,
yes.
This is a good question. It says good question.
Is this going to be another quiz?
Why are graduates' yogurt malt snacks a must-have snack to keep in your pantry or diaper bag?
I give up.
Each bite melts in the baby's mouth.
Okay.
And it's easy to chew and swallow. They have a yummy taste that babies love.
I mean, I I feel like compared to the previous one where I kind of failed the test.
Oh, hold on. Here we go. Here's another test. Your child may be ready if he or she, number one, crawls with stomach off the floor.
Oh, interesting. Well, a lowly worm is out on that one.
What about you?
I don't know. Like, it's a lot of work to like lift all the way up off the floor, and you know, I'm not always up for it.
Have you begun to self feed with fingers?
I think we established on the last one. Yes.
Okay. What about begins to use jaw to mash food?
Oh, like there's some food on the table, and I like lean down and use my jaw to mash it up before eating it.
You just put your chin on the table and just kind of move your jaw up and down over the food, and it just mashes the food under your chin.
I think I could do that. What do you think? Oh, yeah, that's working pretty well. I think you're going to have one of those things stuck to your chin for the rest of the day.
Anyway, well, it's mostly the texture of these that's weird, but I'm down with these. I've eaten like five of them.
Yeah, these are pretty good. And they do have like a good freeze-dried strawberry flavor.
Mm-hmm. And a yogurty flavor.
I noticed these are branded Gerber graduates. And I feel like I'm a college graduate. I don't think I need to say anymore.
Uh-huh. Okay, what's next? I like these.
Next is half a bag of kettle chips that I bought along with this stuff and almost finished myself and then forgot was in the bag.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so these are... Gerber Lil Crunchies baked corn snack.
L-I-L apostrophe.
Mild cheddar flavor. And I got these because they pretty much look the same as Cheetos.
These look like Cheetos Puffs.
Cheetos Puffs. And I was just curious whether it would taste the same and is thereby just a way of buying Cheetos for your kids and not feeling like a total shithead about it. I don't know. They're fine.
They're totally fine. Oh my God, it says baked snack with a yummy taste they love. I initially read it as a gummy taste they love.
Does this one have a quiz?
It's melted.
How do I know if I'm ready?
Oh, here we go. Oh, it's all the same criteria because this is for crawlers.
All right.
So it's really comes down to whether you can crawl with your stomach off the floor.
What are the different phases of toddlerhood according to food manufacturers? Well, I mean, there's crawlers, there's...
Biters.
There's biters, there's grabbers.
Yeah.
There's maulers.
That's when they start going to the mall.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, man, a bunch of babies crawling around in
there's,
the ball.
There's
so
walkers.
Cute.
That's when they start using a walker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's gawkers. That's when they start reading Gawker. Mm-hmm. No, that's all of them. I don't know. What do you think of these?
I like these.
Yeah. I mean, they are.
I mean, they're not as good as Puffs.
Right. But they're Cheetos for babies. I mean, to be fair, Pirate's Booty, which we had recently, is also Cheetos for babies.
This is not nearly as good as Pirate's Booty.
Okay, so next we're going back to...
But I love these.
Oh, yeah, they're great. We're going back to the Gerber graduates. These are sweet potato puffs cereal snack.
Oh, these are also for crawlers.
Yeah, I guess I just went full crawler.
Okay, so these are in a canister kind of like tennis balls come in. Okay, this is the kind of thing I've noticed at restaurants recently, like people busting this out.
Oh, I thought you meant on the menu.
No, on the menu. Ew.
Hmm.
Once again, why are we giving these things to children?
And once again, I don't think it's that bad.
I think this is useless.
But I mean...
This makes me cranky.
It's there, and so I'm eating it.
It's a sweet potato cereal snack. Does this have any nutritional value?
I bet they put some vitamins and shit on there.
It's got like some vitamin E.
Yeah.
Some
maybe with some vitamin E and tocopherols.
Really small amount of iron.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I mean, a baby's pretty small, so they probably don't need much iron.
And you have to eat 60 pieces of it to get 10% of your necessary amount of iron.
Of my necessary amount or
no,
a baby?
A baby.
Okay.
I don't understand these foods. I really don't.
Well,
this is useless, and it doesn't even taste good.
But, I mean, what is it substituting
for? How many people
for?
Do you think buy this thinking there's real sweet potato in here?
Is there?
I think it's flavored with sweet potato.
Well, it says natural sweet potato flavor, so you're absolutely right. I mean,
I think people think they're giving their child, like, dried sweet potato.
One of Iris's favorite foods when she was a baby was canned sweet potatoes.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I would, like, cut them up into little chunks. She would pick them up with the pinch grip, and sometimes they would make it all the way into her mouth.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, like, really, this makes me angry. I am feeling so cranky about this.
No, I didn't realize that we were going to provoke one of your trademark fiery rants.
Okay, this is basically a not very tasty cereal that is elaborately packaged and right. made to look like it's made from sweet potato when it's only flavored with sweet potato.
It's kind of like a star-shaped Cheerio because it's made with oat flour, but not nearly as good as a Cheerio, which is very tasty.
This just makes me want to say to parents of the world, just go buy a box.
You have a platform here.
Go buy a box of Cheerios and get some snack-size Ziploc baggies and put the Cheerios in the baggies and put them in your diaper bag.
Revolution launched.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody listening, go out and do that right now.
Go do that.
Even if you don't have
a kid. These products are worthless.
I may have already mentioned this on the show that I've started carrying a bag of mixed nuts with me at all times, and it's really made a positive change in my life.
I started carrying a bag of almonds, and in cooler weather, I carry a bag of trail mix.
Okay, because in warmer weather, the chocolate chips will melt.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, it's really changed me for the better.
I'm trying to put the wrong sized cap on, and I feel... real, like I'm going to get kicked out of Busy Town. Okay, I think we got at least one other item here.
I do think these things are just like an unfortunate part of the packaged food industry.
Okay, I've saved the worst for last here.
Oh, Matthew, look at the color of it. No, this is like when we tasted the smoothie in a pouch and it turned out to be like poop colored.
Well, this is why I bought this. So a couple of episodes ago when we did Kid Snacks, was that it?
I think so.
Right, because we called ourselves DJ Kid Snacks or something. Something we thought was funny at the time. those were more innocent times.
It was so much better then.
So I got this one because after we did that episode, someone posted and said, hey, have you heard that sometimes they grow mold inside the pouches? And I was like, oh, this sounds like an urban legend. And
did you find a package with mold in it?
I did not find a package with mold in it, but I found like some confirmed reports of like mold grew inside my Hi-C Capri Sun pouch, that sort of thing. I know. So I was scarred for life. But then when I was in the baby section, I saw that probably specifically to assuage parents who are concerned about that, they now sell clearly crafted, clear plastic pouches so you can see how shitty the stuff inside looks.
Yeah, it looks so bad. I mean, it is actually diarrhea colored.
And this is pears, kale, and spinach.
No, no, no.
Oh my God, it's very bad.
I don't want to. I really don't want to.
No, don't. I'm letting you off the hook this time. No one should
make
have
me
to.
Do it. Can I smell it?
Sure, knock yourself out, possibly literally. I don't know. I'm going to finish off the cheese puffs.
It just smells like applesauce yet again.
It's like adulterated applesauce. And I, as we determined on the green juice episode, I will happily drink a kale smoothie. But this is awful. This episode is brought to you by Spice Islands.
Spice Islands was the spice company of my entire upbringing.
Oh, absolutely. Mine too.
I'm so excited that we have this sponsor on the show because my parents had one of those Lazy Susans.
Mine too.
They had a double-decker Lazy Susan in the cabinet and it was filled with Spice Island bottles, all different kinds of dried herbs, spices. I remember the rattle of the jar of cinnamon sticks.
Oh, yes. Oh, I love those cinnamon sticks.
Yeah.
So you know Spice Islands. It is the most iconic spice brand in the Western world. You probably have some Spice Islands on your shelves right now. If you do, though, maybe they're getting a little long in the tooth and it's time to go to your local supermarket and go to the premium spice section and see what's new from Spice Islands. They've got the Saigon cinnamon, which is super flavorful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their bay leaves, their cumin, their turmeric. You know what we're talking about.
I hear that their chili peppers are still hand de-stemmed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So for more information and some cool recipes, go to spiceislands.com/milk.
That's spiceislands.com/milk. I think it's really, it is tough to
raise a child in today's world.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. And thank you for listening to Spilled Milk.
What?
I was trying to move on from that extremely sad point of view hard to raise a child in today's world.
All right. You can find us online at spilledmilkpodcast.com where we will post a complete list of our parenting tips.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, I got nothing.
I've got some tips. But actually.
Oh, that's right. Because you actually have a young child.
Yeah, I do.
And you're constantly having to evaluate, having to like go through a list of questions to see if they're ready for various things. Like,
constantly. Pretty much every activity, I just go down, can she crawl with her stomach off the ground?
Uh-huh.
Does she need two front teeth?
Can she sing all the lyrics to Let It Go? And can she ever stop doing that?
Yes. Yeah.
Would you say, does she need her two front teeth?
Yeah. Does she? Yeah. Because it's all she wants for Christmas.
You can find us online. I already said that. Facebook.com/SpilledMilkPodcast. And please leave us a review. I would say leave us a review on iTunes, but I realized recently, no one really uses iTunes anymore. Review on Apple Podcasts or Google Play or Stitcher or whatevs. Ooh, I just said whatevs.
Whatevs, dude.
And until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk. In terms of maturity, we are barely toddler biscuits.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amster Burton. Oh, that's a good point.
I am so hot. We must end this episode.
Okay.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.